So we've made our way through the communion service. Over several weeks, we've thought about the gathering. We've thought about confession and absolution. And we've thought about the word and the creed and the peace and communion itself. And today we're with that time at the end of the service where we are blessed and we are sent out. And I am liking to think today of the blessing and the dismissal as being like a bridge out from what we've been nourished by in the church service out into the world again, sent out with a blessing. It's a threshold, a doorway, a pathway onwards and outwards. And with us, we take the nourishment that we've received. We face the world and we go forth into our lives forgiven, empowered, loved, and filled with grace. Jesus, at the end of his time on earth, just as he was about to ascend, began to bless his people gathered there in the gospel passage we read today. The very last thing he did was to bless them. In fact, if you look at the passage, which is right there on your pew sheet, you will see that as he left them, he was blessing them. Literally, as he was lifted up into heaven and disappeared from their sight, there were words of blessing that he was saying as he went. And I'm just quite caught by imagining that. His voice may be getting quieter as he somehow was withdrawn from their presence, but the blessing lingering on in their hearts. I love that. And then, in the passage from Corinthians, which you also have there, is written the blessing that Paul wanted to say at the end of his letter to these beloved people that he was nurturing in faith. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And we say those words. They've echoed through the centuries and they belong so much in our hearts now that mostly we can say them without looking at the words. And that's because they live within us. Blessing is not only confined to the endings of things, but blessing belongs in many situations in life and also in a church service. So you may remember times when you've knelt at the altar or stood at the altar and you've been prayed for with a blessing and maybe a hand on your head or your shoulder, and you might be able to be in touch with how it feels like to you to be blessed. And sometimes how the blessing courses through you and its words seem to set your heart on fire. I've experienced that myself. Reverend Olivia was recently, as you know, ordained priest and has been able for the last couple of weeks to bless people as a priest. And she said to me that one of the most precious things for her has been to bless children at the altar. And it's been a total delight for her. And when I was listening to her enthusing about blessing people as a priest, I remembered the first blessing I gave just after my own ordination. And I came out of the cathedral at St. Albans, and there was a little girl whose name was Michaela. And she was in a wheelchair and she had multiple disabilities and had really had to work hard with her mum to get herself there today, on that day. And Michaela was the first to receive a blessing from me. And as I remember that today, I feel what? Very connected with her. I don't know where Michaela is today, but I feel connected with her because somehow that blessing happened then, and I was reminded of it by Olivia as she enthused about blessing. So what is a blessing then? What does blessing even mean? You might be thoughtful about that, and your ideas are as welcome as mine, I think. In religious contexts, it refers to the invoking of God's grace, the calling down of his grace and his mercy, his holiness, his healing, his protection and his power. And it originates from an old English word, does blessing. And the word in Old English is bletsung, and it means to bless with blood. Blood is considered and has been considered all through time as the life force. So it's like when you're blessing, you call down the life force of God. And in times past, blood would have literally been used. Even in the Old Testament, as you know, many, many times, blood sacrifices were the way to find peace with God. Not now. The last sacrifice of Jesus himself, of himself, was enough, never to need blood again. But when we remember his sacrifice every time we are at communion, maybe we remember the blessing that he opened the door to, that we never need to go that way again. We can just call upon him, call upon his grace, his mercy and forgiveness, and down it will come. Because that's what he wants to do, always. He's waiting to bless. We don't have to entice him or persuade him or make him think it's a good idea. His idea is to bless and his longing is to bless. So all we're doing is asking and expectant and anticipating the good that will come from him. The best definition that I have now for blessing, as I understand it, comes from somebody who's written a book which is the most battered and possibly the most used book from time to time in my library. It's called Benedictus, and it's by John O'Donoghue, an Irish priest and poet and philosopher. And this book is full of blessings for every occasion in life that you could possibly think of. It is treasure, is this. Anyway, he wrote, "A blessing is a circle of light drawn around a person to protect, heal, and strengthen. A blessing is a circle of light drawn around a person to protect, heal, and strengthen. And the beauty of blessing is that it has belief, and the belief that is in the blessing somehow mysteriously affects what unfolds from that time onwards." I won't try and explain that because I don't think mystery can be explained, but I do know that it's true and I do know that it happens. John O'Donoghue goes on to say this: "Regardless of how we configure the eternal, the human heart continues to dream of a state of wholeness, a place where everything comes together, where loss will be made good, where blindness will transform into vision, where damage will be made whole. To invoke a blessing is to call some of that wholeness upon a person right now. A blessing is not the invention of something that is not there, nor the glazed-eyed belief that the innocent energy of goodwill can alter the future. It's not that. That's fake. A blessing is a robust and grounded affirmation of the power of God to work all things together for good. Over time and in his time, and that doesn't mean that there aren't hard things in the moment that we bear with, But we trust that he is working all things together for good, and all shall be well in the end. And he will never, ever leave his people alone to face any of it. So our blessing is partly an affirmation that he's here. And he's got you. He's got me. Can anyone bless? Question. Can anyone bless? And the answer is, oh yes, anyone can bless others. Because we are called to be channels of God's love and his peace and his kindness and his goodwill towards others. To live that in our lives. Every time any of us are kind to someone else. Every time somebody leaves an encounter with any of us feeling better than they did when they came, we've blessed them. So I want to encourage you, this is not just a priestly thing, it's not a ministerial thing, though some of it might be, and I'll come to that in a moment. But in the broadest sense possible, we have power to bless one another all the time, and without even sometimes being aware that that's what we're doing. Sometimes it's about presence. Sometimes it's about our prayers for others. And we all have great power at work within us. I hope that you'll take that away and feel the strength of it as you go. Priests, we have got this affirmation put upon us, a ministerial authority from the church, with all that has gone before to get us to where that brings us to act in this way, to act as if we were Christ, in persona Christi, it's called. So that doesn't mean that any of us who are ordained priests are any more kind, loving, sinless, or anything than anyone else. We are just human beings, but we have got this something conferred upon us that means we can act as if Christ. And I don't take that lightly. I think that's a precious and beautiful thing. But I still want to come back to that we all have power to bless, and please do. All Christians are empowered to invoke God's grace, and grace is a sublime, unpredictable flow of divine kindness and compassion. It is, as John O'Donoghue says, a permanent climate of divine kindness that nurtures the human heart, urging our painful, torn places to heal. So back to Michaela. I'm feeling the blessing of her presence at my ordination still. And Michaela was a pupil at the school where I worked at the time as an occupational therapist, and she was one of my particular children that I worked with when I was there. And so she was precious to me, though she and I couldn't have conversations, ordinary ones. We communicated in various different ways. But what happened that day with the blessing was that she somehow went away knowing she was the one who'd received the first of the best of the blessings that I would ever give as a priest. And I treasure to this day a little girl who pulled out all the stops and got herself to the cathedral that day and felt the worship and experienced the glory and loved it, her mother told me afterwards, even though I thought, how did she make it through that very long service? You know, ordinations can go on for a long time. However, when a blessing is invoked by the giver of it, the receiver of it, and somehow in the mysterious space between, a window opens in eternity. A window, I believe, opens into heaven itself. And so I am so strongly with this power of blessing that I want to think of you all who are here today as people, when you go out of the door, who will go out blessing others and perhaps more aware of it than you have ever been before. I wonder about that, but I believe it. And I wonder what you will do with anything that you've heard today, whether you'll treasure it and wonder about it. I hope you will use it in whatever way is good for you. And finally, I've got a blessing for you, one of John's out of this book. And I hope it will just find a home in your heart. So here's a blessing for you to finish. Like the joy of the sea coming home to shore, may the relief of laughter rinse through your soul. As the wind loves to call things to dance, may your gravity be lightened by grace. Like the dignity of moonlight restoring the earth, may your thoughts incline with reverence and respect. As water takes whatever shape it is in, so free may you be about who you become. And the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be upon you this day and forever. Amen.